From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Jay Nixon State Park might not be around for long if House Republicans get their way. A bill sponsored by Republican Paul Fitzwater of Washington County would remove the former governor's name from Missouri's newest state park, which was announced 4 days before Greitens took office. Fitzwater wants to change the name because of how the Nixon administration used federal funds designated for lead cleanup to instead purchase new land for state parks.
You know, the community was already upset with the governor and the DNR for these actions, and they went ahead and they purchased the land, or this land. They could have cared less about what the people of this area thought.
The bill would change the name of the southeastern Missouri park to Prophet Mountain State Park. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley said he's appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling over a California law that prohibits the sale of eggs from chickens that are not raised in accordance with strict space requirements. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in November said Missouri and five other states failed to show how the law would affect them and not just individual egg farmers. California voters in 2008 passed a ballot initiative outlining space requirements for chickens. In 2010, legislators expanded the law to ban the sale of eggs from hens that were not raised in compliance with the standard. A decision by the Missouri Supreme Court Tuesday will allow Missouri to recover $50 million in withheld tobacco funds. Dan Margolese reports.
The case deals with the terms of a multi-billion dollar settlement reached by Missouri and other states with major cigarette manufacturers in 1998. Under the settlement, Missouri had been receiving about $130 million a year, but arbitrators ruled it had not enforced the terms of a provision requiring it to hike the price of cheap cigarettes made by companies that did not take part in the settlement. The panel lopped off $70 million from Missouri's 2003 payment. A St. Louis judge restored $50 million of that amount, and the Supreme Court upheld that decision. But Missouri remains the only state that has not closed the cheap cigarette loophole. That means it could still see its tobacco payments from 2004 onward reduced by hundreds of millions of dollars. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margolese.
Republican Governor Eric Greitens is appointing three people to the University of Missouri System Governing Board. Greitens announced yesterday that he picked former University of Missouri linebacker Daryl Chapman, a Democrat from Forestell. He's an attorney and the former deputy director of Missouri's Agricultural Department. The governor also appointed his former campaign finance chairman, Jeffrey Lehman. Lehman is a Springfield Republican and a senior vice president with Morgan Stanley. He donated about $10,000 to Greitens' campaign for governor. The governor's third appointee is Jefferson City Republican Jamie Farmer. She's president of Farmer Holding Company. The three appointees must be confirmed by the Missouri Senate. If all three are confirmed, there will still be two vacancies on the board. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.